Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number three, and that means it's time to Ask Ross. I'm Jim Galante, along with Ross Tucker. This is where we take your questions for Ross, and then the best question wins the KSN polo shirt. And if you want to submit a question for Ross, it's really easy. Download our app, Keystone Sports. You'll see the Ask Ross button, or you could email us at info@ksnsports.net. Before we get started with our questions, Ross, last week our winner was Dominic. Dominic, I got to tell you, I tried to reach out to you with an email. It looked like there was a problem with your email. Why don't you send me an email and we can get together and I could be sure to get you your shirt. All right, Ross, you ready for the questions?
Yes.
All right, let's start with Mark from Murrysville, Pennsylvania. He says, hi, Ross, love the show. You had Zariah Fisher as your top prospect after watching tape of the 2020 recruits. Have you heard anything about him, or do you have any thoughts on him? Does he have a chance to see the field as a linebacker in 2021, or do you think he'll grow into a defensive end?
Good question. We had something similar last week where someone asked if Zariah Fisher could play defensive end, and I thought he could. You know what? I have not heard a buzz about him. That doesn't mean he can't play. It's probably not a great sign, you know, that you haven't heard much of a buzz about him, whether it's at defensive end or at linebacker. I believe he's still at linebacker. He, I thought, was sort of a tweener, Jim. You know, I was really, really impressed with how athletic he was for his listed size, how big he looked when he was at Aliquippa. But it's interesting, the depth chart that I'm looking at, he's not listed on it anywhere. You know, they don't have him listed at linebacker. They don't have him listed. I'm looking at our lads. They do a nice job with their depth charts. Yep. I don't see him listed at linebacker or at defensive end. So I'm glad you brought him up. Have you heard anything about him, Jim? We might have to ask Bobby Flounders or Greg Pickle, or maybe I can reach out to some people at Penn State and get a sense for how he did his first year.
I know they just, and of course I don't have it in front of me right now, they did come out with a roster, which is, you know, the Penn State roster as opposed to what our lads does. Our lads does a nice job, but I've noticed there have been times where players, it's not complete, you know, they don't have every player there, so we'll take a look at that.
Yeah, so he is listed at 6'3", 244. That is really big for a linebacker in today's day and age of college football. Mm-hmm. Makes it very difficult to really be able to cover, you know, like they want you to. Now, that's the same listed height and weight for Brandon Smith. Sounds about similar to where Micah Parsons was. So you can do it. Those guys are freak athletes. He would need to be that kind of player. But I'll be curious to see if they keep him at linebacker or if he does end up getting moved to defensive end. It feels like they have opportunity at defensive end, but he didn't really play that in high school. You know, he played off the ball more in high school. So I have not heard to answer the question, and I'm looking forward to getting more information there.
And there would seem to be opportunities at both positions after Lance Dixon left. It just makes things a little bit easier maybe to see the field at linebacker. And, of course, at defensive end, that position has been thinned out. All right, next up is Dave from Pennsburg. Ross, after seeing Ty Howell get hired this week, I started to think about the prominence of coaches who played one position in college or the pros but are coaching different positions. Some even become coordinators on the other side of the ball. Can you speak to the process of rising through the coaching ranks but at a position you didn't play in your career? And if you were to become a coach, what position, aside from offensive line, could you see yourself succeeding in?
Well, it's a great question. And the thing is I really can't imagine and wouldn't have a huge desire, Jim, to coach anything other than offensive line. You know, and maybe move up to offensive coordinator if I got to that point, or, you know, head coach or something. I could see myself being a head coach. I could see myself being an offensive line coach. I don't really see very many of the things in between, to be frank with you. I just don't.
I will say this.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, how close a relationship is there between coaching offensive line and tight end?
It's similar, but for tight end, you really have to have a great feel for the passing game. You have to have a great feel for routes and coverages, and that would absolutely need to be a situation where you are learning. And you're like Ty Howe. Now, he's been there a few years, so he's probably learned a bunch. But you really need to learn a lot about the passing game. Now, Ty would have a great feel for the blocking scheme and teaching the tight ends how to block. But he's, you know, he need to learn the nuances of playing the tight end position in terms of route running and reading coverages while you take off at the snap. But that, though, I mean, look, you can learn how to coach any position. It just takes time. Now, I'll say this. There are people, like if I got hired, this is why it's such a good question. If I got hired by, let's say, the New England Patriots, okay? I think the first thing that Bill Belichick would probably do is he would have me as a quality control, which is kind of like the grad assistant of the NFL, on the defensive side of the ball. Because I would bring the expertise from the offense that I know really well, and then I would be able to bring that to the defensive side. You know what they would have me do, Jim? They would have me look at offensive lines. They would have me look at not only offensive lines, but their protection schemes, and try to figure out blitzes that could break those protection schemes. Because I would know what the protection scheme was, and I would have the best idea for what blitzes would be able to beat them. That's how they do it. You know, I'd break down protections and figure out ways that you'd be able to beat them. So that's the way they do it. You know, Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator for the Patriots, he started on the defensive side of the ball. Matt Patricia, who was the defensive coordinator for a while for the Patriots before becoming the head coach of the Lions, now he's back with the Patriots. He was the assistant offensive line coach when I was there, Jim. He's the one that put me through all taught me the whole offense and everything in a week so I could be ready to play in that game that week. So they believe in cross-training because it really helps you know what the other side is thinking. You know, like if I was coaching D-line, I would know what the O-linemen are thinking. I would know what gives offensive linemen trouble. I would know protection schemes and how they're able to attack them.
I could see how that would be effective in helping out. One other quick note, Ross. Hal did spend time as an offensive coordinator, and he was a play caller in a previous stop. So it's not like he doesn't have any experience with the rest of the offense. All right, next up is Dave from Lehigh Valley, who says, Ross, going into the spring, do you feel more confident in Penn State's offense or defense being the more reliable, productive unit of the team?
I feel like we're having a good day with questions. I'm going to say offense. I'm going to say offense because Yurcich has a pretty good track record. I like the receivers, known commodities with Dotson and Washington. I like the known commodities at tight end with Strange and to some extent Theo Johnson. I like getting back, you know, Noah Kane at running back, returning quarterback in Sean Clifford. And along the offensive line, you have both tackles back, Miranda's back, and we've seen enough of Dez Holmes and Juice Scruggs to think that those guys should be able to play at a decent level. So I'll say offense. Feels like the defensive line has a bunch of question marks, and without really seeing how these transfers will fit in Pry's system, I'm gonna go offense right now.
I agree with you with that one question mark, which is quarterback. What Sean Clifford are we gonna see? The early in the season one who made all those mistakes, or the one who reduced those mistakes the second half of the season while they were winning? All right, next up is Brad from Perkasy. He says, Ross, with Tim Banks going to Tennessee, would Penn State take a look at Lackawanna Community College's safeties coach? Seems like Penn State likes his work with Brisker and Brown. Also, what's your favorite wing flavor?
Wow, I like that. Two very different questions.
Yeah.
You know, I know this much. Franklin has a list for every position, guys he knows that he's heard of, young guys that he would want to be able to reach out to if he had an opening. And remember this, it's never just about one thing. The recruiting part of it is significant. The coaching part of it is significant. The contacts, the area, right? Like, Franklin already has a really good in at Lackawanna and a good relationship with the head coach there. So he doesn't really need to strengthen ties, if you will, with Lackawanna. He could serve kind of like when they brought in Juwan Sider and it opened up Florida to them a little bit. There could be other places where you get a safeties coach like Banks that really opened up Michigan for them. And maybe he gets a safeties coach somewhere from somewhere that he wants to make inroads at. As for wings, I'm kind of a medium guy. You know, I could do mild. I don't need it real hot. I kind of like it medium. But my favorite is like honey barbecue. I love some honey barbecue wings. So good. And, of course, I haven't even had breakfast yet today because I'm doing intermittent fasting. So that's about all I'm going to say about that.
Oh, my God, Ross, we have an issue here. You don't do barbecue with wings. Barbecue chicken is fine. You just don't do it with wings. I'm a traditionalist. You go buffalo wings. I like the butter garlic wings. There's our buddy Andrew with his 409 chicken rub, which is kind of a lemon peppery thing. You don't go barbecue. All right, that's the final word in quarter number three. Stick around. Bob and Andy will be back for quarter number four. It won't be long before we get back outside for those cookouts and tailgates. And the best way to get ready is at thetailgateclub.com. We feature your favorites from 409 Tailgate with their Peachy Paws barbecue sauce and famous Bloody Mary mix. We also have great condiments you won't find at the grocery store, like bacon ketchup and hot banana mustard. How about sauces like raspberry chipotle and roasted red chili and honey? Head over to thetailgateclub.com. That's thetailgateclub.com for all these amazing products and more.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.